Tractate 3 John 1. 15-18. Part 1. We undertook, in the name of the Lord, and promised to you, beloved, to treat of that grace and truth of God, full of which the only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, appeared to the saints, and to show how, as a matter belonging to the New Testament, it is to be distinguished from the Old Testament. Give, then, your attention that what I receive in my measure from God you in your measure may receive and hear the same. For it will only remain if, when the seed is scattered in your hearts, the birds take it not away, nor thorns choke it, nor heat scorch it, and there descend upon it the rain of daily exhortations and your own good thoughts, by which that is done in the heart which in the field is done by means of harrows, so that the clod is broken, and the seed covered and enabled to germinate, that you bear fruit at which the husbandman may be glad and rejoice. But if, in return for good seed and good rain, you bring forth not fruit but thorns, the seed will not be blamed, nor will the rain be in fault, but for thorns due fire is prepared. 1. I do not think that I need spend much time in endeavoring to persuade you that we're Christian men, and if Christians, by virtue of the name, belonging to Christ. Upon the forehead we bear his sign, and we do not blush because of it, if we also bear it in the heart. His sign is his humility. By a star the Magi knew him, too, and this sign was given by the Lord, and it was heavenly and beautiful. He did not desire that a star should be his sign on the forehead of the faithful, but his cross. By it humbled, by it also glorified, by it he raised the humble, even by that to which he, when humbled, descended. We belong, then, to the gospel, we belong to the New Testament. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. We ask the apostle, and he says to us, since we are not under the law but under grace. 3. He sent therefore his son, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. 4. Behold, for this end Christ came, that he might redeem those who were under the law, that now we may not be under the law, but under grace. Who, then, gave the law? He gave the law who gave likewise grace, but the law he sent by a servant, with grace he himself came down. And in what manner were men made under the law? By not fulfilling the law. For he who fulfills the law is not under the law, but with the law, but he who is under the law is not raised up, but pressed down by the law. All men, therefore, being placed under the law, are by the law made guilty, and for this purpose it is over their head, that it may show sins, not take them away. The law then commands, the giver of the law showeth pity in that which the law commands. Men, endeavoring by their own strength to fulfill that which the law commands, fell by their own rash and headstrong presumption, and not with the law, but under the law, became guilty, and since by their own strength they were unable to fulfill the law, and were become guilty under the law, they implored the aid of the deliverer, and the guilt which the law brought caused sickness to the proud. The sickness of the proud became the confession of the humble. Now the sick confess that they are sick, let the physician come to heal the sick. Who is the physician? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Who is our Lord Jesus Christ? He who was seen even by those by whom he was crucified. He who was seized, buffeted, scourged, spit upon, crowned with thorns, suspended upon the cross, died, pierced by the spear, taken down from the cross, laid in the sepulchre. That same Jesus Christ our Lord, that same Jesus exactly, he is the complete physician of our wounds. That crucified one at whom insults were cast, and while he hung on the cross his persecutors wagging the head, and saying, if he be the Son of God, let him come down from the cross. 5. He, and no other, is our complete physician. Wherefore, then, Did he not show to his deriders that he was the Son of God, so that if he allowed himself to be lifted up upon the cross, at least when they said, "If he be the Son of God, let him come down from the cross," he should then come down, and show to them that he was the very Son of God whom they had dared to deride? He would not. Wherefore would he not? Was it because he could not? Manifestly he could. For which is greater, to descend from the cross or to rise from the sepulchre? But he bore with his insulters, for the cross was taken not as a proof of power, but as an example of patience. There he cured thy wounds, where he long bore his own, there he healed thee of death eternal, where he vouchsafed to die the temporal death. And did he die, or in him did death die? What a death was that, which slew death! Is it, however, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, his whole self, who was seen, and held, and crucified? Is the whole very self that? It is the same, but not the whole, that which the Jews saw, this is not the whole Christ. And what is? In the beginning was the Word. In what beginning? And the Word was with God. And what Word? And the Word was God. Was then perhaps this Word made by God? No. For the same was in the beginning with God. What then? Are the other things which God made not like unto the Word? No, because all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. In what manner were all things made by him? Because that which was made in him was life, and before it was made there was life. That which was made is not life, but in the art, that is, in the wisdom of God, before it was made, it was life. That which was made passes away, that which is in wisdom cannot pass away. There was life, therefore, in that which was made. And what sort of life, since the soul also is the life of the body? Our body has its own life, and when it has lost it, the death of the body ensues. Was then the life such as this? No, but the life was the light of men. Was it the light of cattle? For this light is the light of men and of cattle. There is a certain light of men, let us see how far men differ from the cattle, and then we shall understand what is the light of men. Thou dost not differ from the cattle except in intellect, do not glory in anything besides. Dost thou presume upon thy strength? By the wild beasts thou art surpassed. Upon thy swiftness dost thou presume? By the flies thou art surpassed. Upon thy beauty dost thou presume? How great beauty is there in the feathers of a peacock? Wherein then art thou better? In the image of God. Where is the image of God? In the mind, in the intellect. If then thou art in this respect better than the cattle, that thou hast a mind by which thou mayest understand what the cattle cannot understand, and therein a man, because better than the cattle, the light of men is the light of minds. The light of minds is above minds and surpasses all minds. This was that life by which all things were made. Where was it? Was it here? Was it with the Father, and was it not here? Or, what is more true, was it both with the Father and here also? If then it was here, wherefore was it not seen? Because the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. O men, be not darkness, be not unbelieving, unjust, unrighteous, rapacious, avaricious lovers of this world, for these are the darkness. The light is not absent, but you are absent from the light. A blind man in the sunshine has the sun present to him, but is himself absent from the sun. Be you not then darkness. For this is perhaps the grace regarding which we are about to speak, that now we be no more darkness, and that the apostle may say to us, "We were sometime darkness, but now light in the Lord." 6. Because then the light of men was not seen, that is, the light of minds, there was a necessity that a man should give testimony regarding the light, who was not in darkness, but who was already enlightened, and nevertheless because enlightened not the light itself, but that he might bear witness of the light. For he was not that light. And what was the light? That was the true light which enlightened every man that cometh into the world. And where was that light? In this world it was. And how was it in this world? As the light of the sun, of the moon, and of lamps, was that light thus in the world? No. Because the world was made by him, and the world knew him not, that is to say, the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. For the world is darkness, because the lovers of the world are the world. For did not the creature acknowledge its creator? The heavens gave testimony by a star, 7 The sea gave testimony, and bore its Lord when he walked upon it, 8 The winds gave testimony, and were quiet at his bidding, 9 The earth gave testimony, and trembled when he was crucified. 10 If all these gave testimony, in what sense did the world not know him, unless that the world signifies the lovers of the world, those who with their hearts dwell in the world? And the world is evil, because the inhabitants of the world are evil, just as a house is evil, not because of its walls, but because of its inhabitants. He came unto his own, that is to say, he came to that which belonged to himself, and his own received him not. What, then, is the hope, unless that as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God? If they become sons, they are born, if born, how are they born? Not of flesh, nor of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God are they born. Let them rejoice, therefore, that they are born of God, let them believe that they are born of God, let them receive the proof that they are born of God, and the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us. If the Word was not ashamed to be born of man, are men ashamed to be born of God? And because he did this, he cured us, and because he cured us, we see. For this, that the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, became a medicine unto us, so that as by earth we were made blind, by earth we might be healed, and having been healed, might behold what? And we beheld, he says, his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John beareth witness of him, and crieth, saying, This was he of whom I spake, he that cometh after me is made before me. He came after me, and he preceded me. What is it, he is made before me? He preceded me. Not was made before I was made, but was preferred before me, this is he was made before me. Wherefore was he made before thee, when he came after thee? Because he was before me. Before thee, O John. What great thing to be before thee! It is well that thou dost bear witness to him, let us, however, hear himself saying, Even before Abraham, I am 11. But Abraham also was born in the midst of the human race, there were many before him, many after him. Listen to the voice of the Father to the Son, Before Lucifer I have begotten thee. 12. He who was begotten before Lucifer himself illuminates all. A certain one was named Lucifer, who fell, for he was an angel and became a devil, and concerning him the scripture said, Lucifer, who did arise in the morning, fell. 13 And why was he Lucifer? Because, being enlightened, he gave forth light. But for what reason did he become dark? Because he abode not in the truth. 14 Therefore he was before Lucifer, before every one that is enlightened, since before every one that is enlightened, of necessity he must be by whom all are enlightened who can be enlightened. Therefore this follows, and of his fullness have all we received. What have you received? And grace for grace. For so run the words of the gospel, as we find by a comparison of the Greek copies. He does not say, "And of his fullness have all we received grace for grace," but thus he says, "And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace," that is, have we received, so that he would wish us to understand that we have received from his fullness something unexpressed, and something besides, grace for grace. For we received of his fullness grace in the first instance, and again we received grace, grace for grace. What grace did we, in the first instance, receive? Faith. Walking in faith, we walk in grace. How have we merited this? By what previous merits of ours? Let not each one flatter himself, but let him return into his own conscience, seek out the secret places of his own thoughts, recall the series of his deeds. Let him not consider what he is if now he is something, but what he was that he might be something. He will find that he was not worthy of anything save punishment. If, then, thou wast worthy of punishment, and he came not to punish sins, but to forgive sins, grace was given to thee, and not reward rendered. Wherefore is it called grace? Because it is bestowed gratuitously. For thou didst not, by previous merits, purchase that which thou didst receive. This first grace, then, the sinner received, that his sins were forgiven. What did he deserve? Let him interrogate justice, he finds punishment. Let him interrogate mercy, he finds grace. But God promised this also through the prophets. Therefore, when he came to give what he had promised, he not only gave grace, but also truth. How was truth exhibited? Because that was done which had been promised. What, then, is grace for grace? By faith we render God favorable to us, and inasmuch as we were not worthy to have our sins forgiven, and because we, who were unworthy, received so great a benefit, it is called grace. What is grace? That which is freely given. What is freely given? Given, not paid. If it was due, wages were given, not grace bestowed. But if it was reply due, thou wast good, but if, as is true, thou wast evil, but didst believe on him who justifieth the ungodly. 15. What is, who justifieth the ungodly? Of the ungodly make the pious, consider what did by right hang over thee by the law, and what thou hast obtained by grace. But having obtained that grace of faith, thou shalt be just by faith, for the just lives by faith. 16. And thou shalt obtain favor of God by living by faith. And having obtained favor from God by living by faith, thou shalt receive immortality as a reward, and life eternal, and that is grace. For because of what merit dost thou receive life eternal? Because of grace. For if faith is grace, life eternal is, as it were, the wages of faith. God, indeed, appears to bestow eternal life as if it were due. To whom due? To the faithful, because he had merited it by faith. But because faith itself is grace, life eternal also is grace for grace. Listen to the Apostle Paul acknowledging grace, and afterwards desiring the payment of a debt. What acknowledgement of grace is there in Paul? Who was before a blasphemer, and a persecutor, and injurious, but I obtained, saith he, mercy. 17. He said that he who obtained it was unworthy, that he had, however, obtained it, not through his own merits, but through the mercy of God. Listen to him now demanding the payment of a debt, who had first received unmerited grace, for, saith he, I am now ready to be offered up, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. 18. Now he demands a debt, he exacts what is due. For consider the following words, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall render unto me in that day. that he might in the former instance receive grace, he stood in need of a merciful Father, for the reward of grace, of a just judge, will he who did not condemn the ungodly man condemn the faithful man? And yet, if thou dost rightly consider, it was he who first gave thee faith, whereby thou didst obtain favor, for not of thine own didst thou so obtain favor that anything should be due to thee. Wherefore, then, in afterwards bestowing the reward of immortality, he crowns his own gifts, not thy merits. Therefore, brethren, we all of his fullness have received, of the fullness of his mercy, of the abundance of his goodness have we received. What? The remission of sins that we might be justified by faith. And what besides? And grace for grace, that is, for this grace by which we live by faith we shall receive another grace. What, then, is it except grace? For if I shall say that this also is due, I attribute something to myself as if to me it were due. But God crowns in us the gifts of his own mercy, but on condition that we walk with perseverance in that grace which in the first instance we received. For the law was given by Moses, which law held the guilty. For what saith the apostle? The law entered that the offense might abound. It was a benefit to the proud that the offense abounded, for they gave much to themselves, and, as it were, attributed much to their own strength, and they were unable to fulfill righteousness without the aid of him who had commanded it. God, desirous to subdue their pride, gave the law, as if saying, Behold, fulfill, and do not think that there is one wanting to command. One to command is not wanting, but one to fulfill. If, then, there is one wanting to fulfill, whence does he not fulfill? Because born with the heritage of sin and death. Born of Adam, he drew with him that which was there conceived. The first man felt, and all who were born of him from him derived the concupiscence of the flesh. It was needful that another man should be born who derived no concupiscence. A man and a man to death and a man to life. Thus saith the apostle, Since, indeed, by man death, by man also the resurrection of the dead. By which man death, and by which man the resurrection of the dead. Do not make haste, he goes on to say, For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. 19. Who belong to Adam? All who are born of Adam. Who to Christ? All who were born through Christ. Wherefore all in sin? Because no one was born except through Adam. But that they were born of Adam was of necessity, arising from damnation, to be born through Christ is of will and grace. Men are not compelled to be born through Christ, not because they wished were they born of Adam. All, however, who are of Adam are sinners with sin, all who are through Christ are justified, and just not in themselves, but in him. For in themselves, if thou shouldest ask, they being to Adam, in him, if thou shouldest ask, they belong to Christ. Wherefore? Because he, the head, our Lord Jesus Christ, did not come with the heritage of sin, but he came nevertheless with mortal flesh.